living. How does that song go about
we're all living in it?
Oh, so we can go, we're all living in an orange food truck.
Bright orange and boxy, the new sausage and fries truck has a one-word name. But owner Tammy Belenich says she spent months toying around with what to call it.
Finally, I just decided that people know me, and they know who I am and how I am, so I'm going to name it Tammy's, because it represents me, and I'm fun. I want people to come together and have fun and laugh and talk, and it seemed like the obvious answer to me.
The truck truly is Tammy's. It's a one-woman business, along with lots of support from friends. During Tammy's soft open last Thursday, there was a steady stream of customers through the lunch rush. Serving up antibiotic-free brats, freshly cut fries, and chocolate-dipped banana treats, Tammy says she tries to take the natural route. She's starting simple, but says she may change the menu depending on what customers like. For her, it is less about the food and more about the people. You can usually see Tammy leaning out the walk-up window and chatting with customers.
This is where we have our walk-up window, where people are going to walk up to order. So you just open it here, and it swings open.
It's somewhat like her window out to the community. Tammy is born and raised in Ketchikan. And on her opening day, she saw a lot of familiar faces, like Amy Webb, who's known Tammy for at least 30 years.
I would describe her as fun, always good for a laugh, and always ready to try new things. She has no fear, so I think she's going to do really well.
Tammy says she's grateful for the support.
It's really cool that I'm in a place that's bringing people forward that I never get to see. This is exactly my purpose of doing this, is to get to see people and reunite.
Tammy's home base is out by Walmart on Don King Road, about 4 miles north of Ketchikan's downtown core. And she says she plans to stay there for now.
I would like to target the locals, the community. Where I'm located here is not really for the tourists. I mean, I welcome any of the visitors that come town when they go to Walmart, but I'm not going to try and go downtown on the docks. This is kind of a cool place to be because I feel like people can come out here and get away from the tourists if they want to, away from the busyness.
Longtime local Austin Otis was Tammy's first customer.
We have bratwurst. We have a smoked bratwurst. We have pepper jack cheese kielbasa, and we have heavy garlic kielbasa, and then just regular frankfurters, which are hot dogs.
Okay. I'll get the smoked.
Otis is also a borough assembly member. He supported an ordinance that passed last March that essentially expanded when and where food trucks can be in Ketchikan. So he was excited to see Tammy's open up.
I mean, I would even travel in smaller cities in Southeast Alaska and see food trucks. For example, when I was over in Craig, Alaska, they have a food truck called Fish and Chicks. And I was like, if Craig can have it, Ketchikan has to have it. You know what I mean?
Otis says he doesn't take full credit for the ordinance, but was personally glad to see it pass. Though food trucks have never been technically illegal in Ketchikan, there were a lot more restrictions placed on them. That means before the 2020 ordinance, only a handful of food trucks had popped up since their heyday in the 80s. Local historian Dave Kiefer points to Burger Queen as the last consistent food truck he can remember. Of course, that restaurant hasn't been on wheels for decades. So what led to the restrictions?
Well, the primary argument was the existing restaurants were the bricks and mortar places. They had certain fixed costs that the food trucks didn't have. And so there was unfair competition.
The borough's planning and community development director, Richard Harney, says the ordinance helps outline a process to guard against that.
Under the new ordinance, now we have those standards that we can measure a food truck against to make sure that it fits in the neighborhood and that it's not impacting brick and mortar structures negatively.
So far, Tammy has been the first and only person to get a permit under the new ordinance. But she says she hopes she can encourage other people to do the same.
Maybe more people will get food trucks and we can build a community. And as a collective, we can move locations, try different things, offer more for the community of Ketchikan. So I'm hoping this is like a door that's opening.
Until then, Tammy will be out at her food truck, greeting people and serving food Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Liebers.